Spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Song of Berdichev, was written by Morton Wishengrad. It is the seventh in a series of 15 outstanding programs originally presented on The Eternal Light and recreated now to mark The Eternal Light's 15th year of broadcasting.
Guten Morgen, dearie boy, neuschel oilon. Ich lebe Yitzhok ben Sore, mi Berdichev. Bin gekommen zu dir mit Adin Teure von dein Volk Israel. Was hast du zu dein Volk Israel? Und was hast du sich angesetzt?
It is a song that has been sung for nearly 165 years. It has been sung in the home, in the synagogue, in the ghettos of Poland, in the death camps of Germany, in the outermost colonies of Palestine, in the concert halls of America. And no man or woman can sing it without emotion, for it is the song of an entire folk. It was not written, it happened. It was emotion overflowing, and it is now part of the bloodstream of Israel.
Unser Malchus ist ein Malchus, die Talender, wo sagen sie, unser König ist ein König, und ich lebe jetzt auf ein Sore, mir bar die Cheve sag, Amen.
He was called Reb Levi Yitzchak, surnamed the Compassionate. This is his song. In the year 1789, in the Ukrainian city of Berdichev, perhaps there were scholars more learned than he, perhaps there were sages more profound, perhaps there were saints more holy, but no scholar and no sage was more gentle than Reb Levi Yitzchak. No saint was more beloved, for he was the people, its pleader, its defender, its melody, its soul. And this same Reb Levi Yitzchak, on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, stood in the synagogue before the congregation of Berdichev and refused to magnify and sanctify the name of the Lord.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
The day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi.
Sit down, Reb Levi Yitzchak. I will recite the prayers for you.
I have not been weakened by the fast. I am as fresh and as strong as any man here. I refuse to recite the prayer.
Are you ill, Reb Levi Yitzchak?
I am not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish us to have a short recess?
There is no necessity for recess, Beadle. I will not recite the Kaddish.
Was this a sinner who refused to say Yis Gadal Veyis Kadash Shmei Rabbo? Was this a scoffer or a fool or an idolater who refused to sanctify and glorify God's name? No, this was Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. This was he who had come to Berdichev and welcomed the ignorant, the poor, the sick, and the deformed to his house.
Reb Levi Yitzchak, you are new in Berdichev?
Yes, aren't you?
Perhaps you do not know our ways.
You have a complaint?
Not only I, Rabbi. It would be better if you were seen more often in the company of scholars.
Angelo, does the Lord welcome only scholars?
No. But you must think of your reputation.
Angelo, when the Lord prepares a banquet for the righteous, do you think I will be invited?
There is no question, Reb Levi Yitzhak.
But I'm not a man of great culture. There will be some who ask, how did this uncultured person find an entrance among us? And my reply will be, I deserve to be here because I gave hospitality at my banquet to men who were more ignorant than myself.
His name was Levi Yitzhak. There were scholars more learned than he. There were sages more profound, men more holy and more pious, but none more beloved and none more gentle. And if he refused to recite the Kaddish on Yom Kippur, it was not because he was an idolater and not because he was a fool, for he was not an idolater. He was so passionate a worshiper of God that he had sufficient passion to absent himself from the Kol Nidre service on Yom Kippur Eve.
Beadle, did you send a messenger to his house?
There was no one there. A peasant said he left for the synagogue more than an hour ago.
It's getting dark. Beadle, I think we'll have to begin without him.
Is that what you want, Anshul?
What else can we do? The time for Kol Nidre is past.
Yet what is Kol Nidre without Reb Levi Yitzhak?
You're right. Both of you. Something must have happened to him. Some misfortune. We'll have to look for him.
On Yom Kippur evening, the direction is always toward the altar of the synagogue, from outward, inward. But on this evening, the direction was from inward, outward. And no person thought of himself, but only of the missing rabbi, missing from the synagogue on the holiest evening of the year. They formed searching parties, and the peasants of Berdichev provided clues.
He came this way. His lips were moving in prayer.
They followed the path he showed them.
I saw him. He passed me by. He was singing. Just singing. There weren't any words.
Near a peasant hovel, a voice said,
there was a baby crying in there. The baby's mother went to synagogue to hear the Kol Nidre.
They crept up to the windows. They looked within. There was the rabbi of Berdichev, rocking the cradle of a baby no longer crying. The cradle of a baby whose mother had gone to the synagogue, from which Levi Yitzhak was absent. They regarded one another, the guileless man and the guileless child. And from somewhere within himself, a melody came to the man, which he gave to the child. And then the words came to him, spilling out of him, the simple, uncontrived words of Levi Yitzhak's song of innocence and God. Master of the universe, I will sing you a song. Where will I find thee? And where will I not find thee?
Do, 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 do. As do ich kei, do.
Wherever I go, there art thou.
Und wo ich stei, do.
And where I stay, there art thou.
Rake du,
only thou.
Over du,
thou alone.
Wieder du,
thou again.
Over du,
and only thou.
Do, 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 do.
When things go well, now. When things go ill, now. Thou art, thou wast, thou wilt be, thou art ever, thou art, thou reignest, thou didst reign, thou wilt reign.
Do 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 do. Shomayim edu.
In heaven art thou. On earth art thou.
Lord,
above art thou.
Mato
below art thou.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Where I turn,
and
where I stir, And it was on the day after this song of oneness with God burst forth from him that Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev refused to recite the sanctification of God's name.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
The day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi.
I will say it for you, Reb Levi Yitzchok.
I am not weakened by the fast. I refuse to recite the Kaddish.
Reb Levi, are you ill?
I'm not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish to call a short recess?
There is no necessity, Beadle.
Perhaps you would like some fresh air.
Anshel, I refuse to recite the sanctification.
Reb Levi Yitzchok.
Yes, Kalman.
You are challenging God.
Yes.
Let us have order in the synagogue on Yom Kippur.
I request that you all be seated.
I read to you from the sixth chapter of the prophet Micah, the third verse. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sora of Berdichev, I testify against the Lord. Shall not the judge of the universe himself do justice?
Reb Levi Yitzchok. Even you may not blaspheme God.
Testify against me, saith the Lord. I testify against the Lord. It is no blasphemy.
Do you come with a legal complaint?
I do, Anshel. I come with a din Torah.
What is your complaint?
The Lord hath dealt harshly with us. I stand before the Lord and plead in behalf of the people of Israel.
Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, what is your plea?
Father in heaven, thou art unlimited, thou art infinite, there is no boundary to thy mercies. How then art thou able to limit thy mercies to us?
Levi Yitzchok, we have only your word that there is cause for legal complaint. Do you have witnesses to testify with you against the Lord?
Yes, Sancho. I call Nathan, the son of Simcha.
Nathan, the son of Simcha. Come to the altar.
Nathan, what do you wear? Nathan, what do you wear on your hand and on your arm and on your forehead at your morning prayers? Tell the Lord.
I wear my phylacteries, my tefillin. Shouldn't I, Reb Levi Yitzchok?
Nathan, why do you wear your tefillin?
Answer, Nathan.
Yes, Anshel, I wear the tefillin because it is commanded.
Who commands?
The Almighty, blessed be his name. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thine heart, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. May I go now?
Not yet, Nathan. The commandment also is that thou shalt teach these words diligently to thy children. Nathan, where are your children?
Answer Reb Levi Yitzhak's question.
It isn't fair.
Nathan, answer. The Lord is waiting. Where are your sons?
The Lord only knows. Three sons. They were conscripted for the Tsar's army when they were 9 years old, each in turn. I have never heard from them.
Nathan, where is your wife, your daughter, your daughter's children?
Dead.
Nathan, when you came to prayer yesterday, what did you do?
I said, "How goodly are thy tents, O Israel."
And afterward?
I put my hand in the tefillin bag to take out my tefillin.
And they fell from your hand, didn't they?
I didn't know anyone saw. I picked up the tefillin right away. I was quick. I wiped them against my shirt. I kissed them. It will never happen again.
Reb Levi Yitzhak?
Yes, Sancho?
Are you finished with your witness?
I am. But first, I wish to say to the Lord, Lord of the universe, the people are the tefillin of thy head. Even Nathan here, when we drop our tefillin, we lift them up with loving care. We cleanse them of every stain, and then with a kiss we make amends for their abasement. Lord of the world, thy tefillin are fallen to the ground. Nathan, thy tefillin, lift him up with loving care. Cleanse him of his stain. With a kiss, make amends for his abasement.
Nathan, you may go. Reb Levi Yitzhak, are you done now?
Not nearly, Ancho. I call a second witness. Moshe, the son of Meir.
Come to the altar, Moshe.
Moshe, you prayed this morning?
Yes.
And for what did you pray?
For the remission of my sins.
Namely, Moshe, what sins?
I have trespassed, I have been faithless, I have robbed, I have spoken basely, I have committed iniquity, I have been presumptuous, I have done violence, I have forged lies, I have counseled evil, I have spoken falsely, I have acted perversely, I have persecuted, I have been stiff-necked.
Moshe, the son of Meir, you are a liar.
Yes, Reb Levi Yitzchak.
You have neither trespassed, nor been faithless, nor robbed, nor spoken basely.
Yes, Levi Yitzchak.
Moshe, son of Meir, what is your occupation?
I am a teamster.
You observe God's commandments?
No.
And why not?
Reb Levi Yitzchak, a man has children who are always hungry. A man must work.
Moshe, do you take the poor on your wagon?
I do, Levi Yitzchak.
Don't answer me. Speak up and address the Lord.
I carry the poor on my wagon.
How much do you charge the poor?
Nothing.
But each day you violate the law, don't you?
I cannot attend worship. Each day I violate the law.
Lord, answer back. Lord, your teamster speaks to you. Your teamster who worships you regularly on his wagon by carrying your poor.
Reb Levi Yitzchak, will you sanctify the name of the Lord?
I'm not ready, Anshel. The Lord will have to wait a moment longer. Look at us, penitent, contrite, fasting, pleading for the remission of sins. Lord, my tefillin are fallen and abased. Tell me, O Lord, what hast thou against Israel? Thou hast written in thy Torah, speak. Unto whom? Unto Israel. Thou hast written, say, unto whom? Unto Israel. Thou hast written, command, whom? Israel. Lord, if you love Israel, have mercy upon Israel.
Levi Yitzhak,
You have not said the words as they are written down and prescribed. But I testify to God that you have sanctified his name.
And standing there in the synagogue of Berdichev, in the year 1789, a man called Levi Yitzchok, surnamed the Compassionate, raised his hands in the pure gesture toward heaven, and out of yearning and exaltation, he sang the song that men call now the Kaddish of Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. This is not a song that was written. This happened. Unpremeditated, uncontrived, artless. It was the overflowing of his soul 165 years ago, across time and space, and the pain of unutterable love.
Good morning, Lord, Master of the Universe. I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sora, of Berdichev. I come to you with a din Torah from your people Israel. What do you want of your people Israel? What have you demanded of your people Israel? For everywhere I look it says, say unto the children of Israel. And every other verse says, speak unto the children of Israel. And over, command the children of Israel. Father in heaven, how many nations are there in the world? Persians, Babylonians, Edomites. The Russians, what do they say? That their Tsar is the only ruler. The Prussians, what do they say? That their Kaiser is supreme. And the English, what do they say? That George III is the sovereign. And I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sora, of Berdichev, say, is God all? Veis Kadosh, Shemei Rabo, magnified and sanctified is only thy name. And I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sora of Berdichev, say, from I stand will I not waver. Let them put an end to idolatry. Let them call a halt to their blasphemies. Is God all? Is God all? Shame.
If you would like a copy of today's anniversary script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Oscar Dane of New York City, president of the Conservative Synagogue of Riverdale and chairman of the Universal Brotherhood Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Dane.
The script we have just heard challenges all of us because it affirms in dramatic terms the universal truth that piety is not simply a matter of following one or another set of rituals, but rather requires us to seek ways of fulfilling the spirit of the law. Sometimes, as in the case of the Rabbi Berdichev, what appears to be transgression of the letter of the law is actually adherence to its spirit. The decision to absent himself from services on the most solemn holiday in the Jewish year in order to bring comfort to a lonely child would not have been an easy one, even for the Rabbi Berdichev, for him. As for us, it would doubtless have been easier to dismiss the weeping child as no concern of his and to join the congregation in chanting the Kol Nidre prayer. It takes courage to question a bit of accustomed behavior and to ask oneself whether something else might come closer to the spirit of the law. Similarly, it requires great personal integrity to question God, as the rabbi did. Prayers that come from the lips alone are of little value to the supplicant, to the congregation, or to our Creator. But the Kaddish of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is a great prayer, the symbol of a great religious experience, because it comes from the heart. The rabbi testifies against the Lord, questioning the justice which is meted out to his townsmen. He struggles aloud to understand the riddles of human existence, and then, with his question yet unanswered, he magnifies and sanctifies the name of the Lord. So, each of us, in the course of his daily experience, is distressed by the suffering he sees around him, and perhaps asks himself where justice can be found. But do we really ask? Don't we find it easier to close our eyes than to protest injustice? Who of us has the courage of true piety, the personal integrity of the Rabbi Berdichev? If the story we have heard today has affected you of the listening audience as it has me, perhaps we will behave a little differently because we have heard its message. As the script has told us, of such small acts, great changes are made.
Thank you, Mr. Dane. Our eternal light drama today, The Song of Berdichev, was written by Morton Wishengrad. It was the seventh in a series of 15 outstanding programs originally presented on The Eternal Light, recreated now to mark The Eternal Light's 15th year of broadcasting. Cantor David Putterman sang the solos. The organist was Jack Ward. Featured was Roger DeCoven as Levi Yitzchak. The cast included Santos Ortega, Guy Repp, Daniel Acco, Sam Gray, and Joseph Bolan. Your narrator was Bernard Lenro. This is Lionel Rico speaking. Our program is directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.